Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Central Bank of India conference call. Please go ahead, sir.
Well, good evening to all of you, my dear friends. I'm happy that you all have consented to join on the con call. For me, it is the last quarter, for me as an individual, it is the last quarterly results, I would say. You all have been watching the Central Bank of India for last 8 quarters. I think we have definitely brought a perceptible change, but then probably the market is not in our hand. And thus, I'm very proud to say that the total business has grown by almost 15.42%. Deposits have grown by 17.15%. Actually, if you look at the core deposit growth, it is more than 20% because we have brought down our high-cost deposits, which has very well reflected into the reduction in the cost of deposit from 7.40 to 7.27%. The advances have grown by 13.21%. And again, when you really look at the advances portfolio, the growth in the agriculture, SME sector and the retail green, more than 20% or so on a YOY basis. Whereas on the corporate credit, as we all know that in the given environmental scenario, the growth has been less, and that is how the growth is at around 13%. For the first time for Central Bank of India, the quarterly operating profit is around 1,000 crore, which is almost 26% growth on a YOY basis. No doubt that the larger contribution has come from the treasury side. But then at the same time, on the core operating profit also, the bank is on a positive side. You will see that our interest earnings on a YOY basis are positive over the interest expenses, indicating that the direction which Central Bank of India has taken towards managing its costs and towards improving its yields has worked out. And as a result, the NIM has been maintained at 2.68%. And going forward, I feel that the same strategy should help us, because a lot of deposit has already got repriced till early July last week. Now, of course, the markets have been absolutely out of our control. And let me tell you that we are not at all a desperate banker for raising any funds at this kind of a price. And we are not raising and will not add to our cost. But with all these efforts, while I earned a substantial operating profit, what I really could not do is the arresting slippages or the provisioning part on the restructured assets, on the NPAs. You will see that the total provisioning is substantially of a very high order, in which the majority is towards the NPAs, about 636 crores, 189 crores towards the restructured assets, wherein around 3,000 new have been added, and the provisioning, additional provisioning requirement as per the Mahapatra committee has also been made by us, requiring the additional provisioning. At the same time, around 900 crores of the restructured portfolio has also gone out on account of getting upgraded after its maturity of 2 years and performing well. And there is another book of around 3,000 crore which will go out of the restructured assets in the next quarter, largely on account of the DISCOMs getting restructured, where the short-term loans are getting converted into bonds and the loan book will be reduced. I think to that extent the provision should be available to me for reversal. But with all this scenario, the gross NPA has gone up, rather I'll say it had zoomed to 6.03%. Although last quarter, that is March 13th, I was very happy that the gross NPA had come down from 4.83 to 4.80%. But this year there was a double impact. On one side, the slippage was high. On the other side, the loan book for the June end is lower than the March number, almost 2,000 crore plus. And as a result, the gross NPA numbers have gone up. The net NPA number obviously have gone up, because whatever we had to provide, all regulated provision. Regulatory provision has been made, but beyond that, probably no surplus was available to improve the coverage ratio. And thus the coverage has come down to around 42%. On the restructured book, I'd like to say that about 3,000 crore has been added, and if you net up around 2,000 crore plus NPAs out of 25,000 crore, it works out around 13% of the book being restructured and 6% in the NPA. That's how I think you would like to look at it. But then again, when you look at the size of NPA and the restructured accounts, it is only the chunky large accounts which are really making a difference. Meaning thereby, if there is a proper monitoring and control on these accounts, as Central Bank has been able to perform last year. Last year, if you look at my slippages, they were of the order of 5,400 crores. But the net addition to the NPA was only about 1,000 crores or 1,200 crores. It means the recovery mechanism was very robust. The upgradations were happening. I am very confident that even this financial year, the recovery should be better. The upgradation should happen. Every account is being monitored by our credit monitoring department on the end-to-end basis. At the same time, on the treasury side, which is definitely a concern in the today's given market, I am happy to tell you that my 84% of the book is under the HTM. And since we are not the large borrower in the market, we are managing our liquidity requirement within the LAF. I don't think that the cost, growing cost, will impact Central Bank of India. Then on the capital adequacy, my capital adequacy is maintained at 11.43% and Tier 1 is at 8.14%. We are very, very consciously growing our book, particularly on the corporate side, where the risk weights are one of the parameters to look at, that we don't create the book where the risk weights are higher. All these attempts are being made. On the holding of shareholding pattern, you are aware that the government of India holding had gone up to 85.7% as of March, which continues to be the same. And the remaining is with the various FIIs, and the public holds around the 5% of the total holding. The bank has been working a lot on the transformation within the organization, using the technology, proactive HR practices, skill development, thrust on training, thrust on capacity building, so on and so forth. While I am laying my office on 31st of July, I am very confident that the corporate team has very well imbibed the growth path, has very well imbibed the direction which probably all of us were working together for last 2 years. And I am absolutely confident that there is a possibility for the Central Bank of India to really come back maybe over the period of next 1 to 2 years. To the normal as per the industry norms. Thank you very much. I am open to any question answer from your side. Thank you.
Sir, ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your turn to ask the question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and one again. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad.
Are you sure that they heard me totally?
For sure, sir, because we have 10 people connected in the call.
10 people connected in the call, okay.
That is right, sir.
I believe that all of them have received the presentation which you have prepared for the investors. Giving all the numbers very transparently.
Ladies and gentlemen, in case if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. So your first question, it comes from Mr. Nilesh Ishkarani.
Sir, the only thing is, like, sequentially if you see from last quarter to this quarter, the performance is, you know, almost... you cannot say any, is there any, there is no performance at all on the bank side and the deposit or on the advances side. So can you throw some light on that?
No, I may not totally agree with that there is no performance on the bank side during the quarter. For the simple reason that I told you that the advances side, while we have controlled totally on the corporate side, there has been a positive growth on the SME sector and the retail sector. IT sector, normally the first quarter you will have good recoveries because of the harvest and all that, and thus there is a lot of activities on the loan growth. The deposit growth on a YOY basis has been maintained, and there has been a positive deposit growth. So I would not really agree that what happens that typically the busy season the growth is always very high, but whereas the high cost deposit you will see that we have brought down, and it has come down to almost 3,000 crores over March. So see, it's it can't be said that nothing is happening, and the very fact that the operating profit has recorded about 1,000 crores, that shows that probably every aspect of the effort, whether it is towards the cost reduction or the improving in the yields, has worked out. Even though, and I admitted, even though it is from a treasury side, about 170 crore vis-a-vis the last corresponding quarter is additional coming from them, there is still a substantial profit.
So just what are the fresh slippages for this quarter?
See, the fresh slippages for this quarter has been 600 crores, in which only 6 accounts formed about 1800 crores, and one of the large accounts for the gems jewelry, which is probably known to the entire market, is one of the reasons, substantial provision against that. But that account is also coming for restructuring through CDR. There is a positive response from the borrower, there is a positive response from the buyer, some trickle payments are coming. Let's see, going forward, if that improves, I think the banks who are involved in the total kitty of 6,000 crores or so, I am also one of the players.
Okay, sir. So that's all for me. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. So the next question comes from Mr. Jignesh Shial from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, this is Paresh Jain. I just wanted to know, like, what was the amount of restructuring that you have done in this quarter?
This quarter we have done almost 3,000 crores.
3,000 crores. And
in which major account is Tangenco.
Sorry?
Roughly 1,300 crores.
Which are the sectors that has been added?
I told you the major account is a DESCOM from Tamil Nadu called Tangenco.
Okay.
Then one of the textile unit with almost 500 crores.
Fine.
And others are on the various infra and manufacturing side, anywhere ranging between 50 crores to 150 crores.
And what is your expectation? What is the pipeline of restructuring loans going ahead for this year?
Well, the pipeline is there, where again the major account of Winsome and Forever, which is about 1,000 crore, is there, which we get into the restructuring. But this account has already been identified by us as the substandard account quarter.
So this and is not for two quarter, you're saying?
Yeah.
And what do you expect for the whole year?
Well, it's very difficult to really predict, because nothing is really working very consistently in the economy itself. And thus it is not, I should not hazard predicting for the full year.
All right. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. So the next question comes from Mr. Nilesh. Go ahead, sir.
Sir, Nilesh Karani here again.
Yes,
just to
please.
Have that, can you give us an outlook, you know, just for next 2-3 or couple of quarters? Like, you know, just to understand now, how will the things pan out, and are you seeing any green shootouts anywhere, like, you know, big recovery side or anything of that sort?
Hey, let me tell you on the green shootouts. we all should believe that the growth on the agri, SME and retail sector is bound to be 20%. And it's happening, it's very visible. With regard to the investment on the infra and capacity building on the manufacturing side, let me tell you, on the infra side, I think the focus is largely on those stalled projects where we too are one of the major players. And as one of the major players in the stalled projects, I can tell you that sincere efforts are being on for all the projects, that whether this we can make it up and running, and whatever fund requirement would be there, also unreleased funds will go for that. On capacity building, for in this quarter, let me tell you, there was a good response from a textile sector, particularly spindles and all that, which couple of projects did come. Still, the projects from the real estate development, that is housing development, are flowing. But we are taking conscious call which kind of things we should do. Because I very strongly feel that selling affordable housing in the country is still not a big challenge. It could happen. And thus, the credit growth should happen on these kind of things. On the recovery side, let me tell you, when I look at my portfolio and segregate is the ticket size wise, it is the problem is only with the ticket size of 1 crore and above. The ticket size below 1 crore, let me tell you, it's very manageable. It have been managed. There is a negative gross numbers on this ticket size. But 1 crore and above numbers, particularly the top 50, top 60 accounts, where although we are securitized very well through the securities, the collaterals and all that, but realization is really getting difficult because I think the economy doesn't have a cash. Where there are buyers, if there are buyers, the price is not available. And thus we are all struggling. And the delay in resolving the NPA is causing more impact on the additional requirement of the provision. So if you look at my provision requirement for this quarter, out of 636 crore, actually for the slippages requirement was 360 crore. But the balance has gone only for the migration of the existing account.
Okay. And so basically, if you see size-wise NPAs in this quarter from Q1 13 and Q1 14, almost all the accounts from 1 lakh to above 1 crore, everything is increased basically.
I think if you really look at it, it is marginal.
Yeah, it is marginal, of course, but
it is very marginal. See, what I want to say that the real culprits are all big borrowers.
Okay.
Big borrowers' resolution is certainly difficult that even though they are collateralized, realizing the collaterals is not an easy job in the given market scenario.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press *1 on your phone keypad. No further questions on the floor, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference for today. You may go ahead and disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a good evening.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.